Hi, this is Kimberly Floyd of TakeBackYourTemple.com with your weight loss scripture for today. Day 12, Be Transformed. Today's focus scripture is taken from Romans 12:2, which reads, "And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." Many of you know today's scripture, but have you taken time to meditate on it, or better yet, to use its prescription to reach your Christian weight loss goals and transform your life for the better? With the Take Back Your Temple ebook, I spend a lot of time at the beginning discussing how to renew your mind, because after so many years of diet failures, I finally decided to do things God's way, and it was the only thing that worked for me. So I wanted to save you some time and show you what works. And just as I am showing you in these daily scriptures, I took God's word and meditated on it. I made an effort to apply that word to my daily life, and I can say by personal experience, God's word works. Think about it. In Hebrews 11:3, scripture says that the world was framed by the words of God. We live in the world, so wouldn't it be in our best interest to frame our lives according to that word so that our lives work the way God intended? In the scripture, it says that when our mind is transformed, we prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Concerning our health, God has made it perfectly clear that He wants His people healthy. In Jeremiah 33:6, He says that He will bring health and healing to the land and reveal to His people the abundance of peace and truth. Now, for each of us, health means different things. For some, just being without disease is an acceptable level of health. For others, it means to be energetic and able to do daily activities easily. Still others, it means to be fit, strong, and at their ideal weight. And finally, for others, it means to be an athlete, fit enough to play sports with ease. Each of us gets to define at which level of health we would like to live, but make no mistake about it, God's will is for us to be healthy. If you look around in this world right now, you see an abundance of lethargy, sickness, stress, and deception. But that is because the world does not know God or His Word. For us Christians, we are called to live differently because God's presence and His Word is near to us. All we have to do is seek Him. I'd recommend regularly reading scriptures that give you a picture of God's view on health and healing, and then implement wellness principles in your life that will support the level of health at which you want to live. As for me, my big dream is to be fit enough to score excellent for the Navy physical readiness test for my age group. That means I would have to be athlete fit, and I am not there yet. They have the guidelines posted on the internet. Why the Navy PRT? Well, before I started nursing school, I seriously considered joining the Navy because I was interested in the Navy Nurse Corps. With my nursing degree, I could have entered the Navy as an officer. Plus, they had great benefits. I even had a Navy recruiter come to my house. But as soon as he started talking about having to shoot firearms, I knew that it wasn't the career for me. Still, I've always admired the fitness level the military requires of its personnel, and I wondered what it would feel like to be so fit that you can conquer any physical challenge. So I have upped my fitness game to get to that level. Not only that, but I am also having to become more mentally tough to get past the discomfort of the training. But I have made up my mind that it will be worth the effort. I'd like to have that experience in my lifetime. So what's your health dream? Renew your mind to support that effort. Define it, think it, speak it, and live it, knowing that God supports you all the way, and you will be transformed. Be blessed in health, healing, and wholeness.